March 5, More Than Words. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life, Proverbs 4:23. Without thorough purification of the life, without meekness and humbleness of mind, the professing followers of Christ cannot honor him before the world. If the graces of Christ are not revealed in their lives, they can never be admitted to the heavenly mansions. He has gone to prepare for those who love him and keep his commandments. There are among our church members many who, while professing to walk in the ways of the Lord, are bringing into their profession the ways and habits of unconverted self, and they are spoiling their characters. So much that is frivolous is brought into the home and church life that the Spirit of Christ is grieved. There are entire families among us who, unless they arouse from their sleepy indifference, will be lost, for they are not converted daily. They do not understand the divine science of true godliness, and therefore they are not vessels that the Master can use. They have allowed Satan to have the guidance and control of their words and actions, and they do not realize how much harm they have done to souls by their self-exaltation. They have hurt the heart of Christ by hurting those who are the purchase of his blood. I am bidden to say to these unconverted professors, dig deep and lay your foundation solidly upon the rock Christ Jesus. It is not enough for us to talk of the higher life. Our daily course of action is to be an interpretation to others of what the higher life means. The future eternal life of each individual depends not on words, not on profession, but on earnest works. We need to make decided efforts in order to keep the heart with all diligence while looking to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. We need to watch over an unruly tongue. We need to watch for opportunities to do good as Jesus did. Ministers of the gospel, preach Christ. Bring his heavenly grace into your lives and thoughts. Be truthful and ever keep under the discipline of the Word of God. We must be saved in God's appointed way. We must lean upon his counsel and unite in his works. A penitent heart is always sensitive. Teach every individual who claims to be a child of God that a well-built character will always be after the divine pattern. Letter 78, March 5, 1907, to members of the Berkeley Churches.